你好，我是 Master， 欢迎来到我们今天瞬间秒杀听力的课堂 To demonstrate your English ability and charm。 那么今天首先我们来做一段听力的测试，看能够听懂多少，然后我们进行详尽的分解所有听力跟口语的一些秘诀。 Here we go, listen up. Long ago, when the western part of the United States was still a wilderness, a young boy called Kit, not yet 20 years old, went from his home in the east to learn about the new countryHe wanted to know what lay beyond the Rocky Mountains. Kit was always calm in times of danger. He was strong and brave. Most of the Indians liked and respected him for his honesty. For many years, Kit lived in the West. He taught other white men many things. Probably the most important thing he taught them was how to get along with the Indians. Okay, great, let's take a look. 我们看所有听力跟口语的一些技巧。那么有可能出现的问题，红色字体属于非实义词汇，用降调。来，第一句话 long ago， 那么 long ago 就是我们讲的很简单，就是很久之前。When the western part of the United States， western part 指的是那么西部 ，United States 美国的西部 was still a wilderness， wilderness 指的是荒野的意思。当西部美国的西部还是一片荒野，在听这段话的时候呢，第一个 long ago when the western part。Western part 能不能听懂，这是第一个听力的难点。那么 Western part of the United States was still a wilderness， 第二个听力的难点就是这个单词叫 wilderness， 叫做荒野的意思，所以这是我们讲的听力的难点。同时红色字体用降调读 When the western part of part 跟 of 还有连音 part of the United States was still a still 跟 a 连音叫 still a was still a wildernessA young boy called Kit, 这比较简单。Not yet 20 years old. 听力的难点就是 20. 这个单词 NT 组合一般可以把 T 去掉变成 20. 所以在口语化当中基本上都是 20, 叫 20 years 跟 old, 有一个连音叫 years old。Z 跟 all, 连音叫 years old。Not yet 20 years old. Not yet 20 years old, 还不满还没有到20岁。Went from his home in the east to learn about the new country.这个听力的难点，第一个就是我们要了解叫 when from， when from 是什么意思，从什么地方来，在他的 east， 在他东部的，从他 东部的这个家乡这边过来的 when from， 首先你要理解这个短语。 OK， 那么同时呢，我们知道 from 跟 his 它这边有一个击穿，你可以理解为连音，但这叫击穿，也就是 h 音不发音，用 m 跟 e 形成个连音叫 miss from miss，而且 from 的 a 可以发成 a 这个发音，因为非实义词汇它有弱化现象，叫做 from his home， went from his home in the east to learn about the new country。 to 基本上在这个句子当中你很难听到，因为它直接弱化成一个 t 这个发音， t 加个 a 叫 t， to learn about， learn about 有一个连音叫 learn about， learn about the new country， 来学习来了解这个新的国家，这句话就变成Not yet 20 years old, went from his home in the east to learn about the new country. He wanted to know what lay beyond the Rocky Mountains. 第一个听力的难点就是 wanted. Wanted 这个单词在美式发音当中 NT 组合 T 是可以不用发，所以它就说成 wanted. Wanted, 所以很多人不知道什么叫 wanted, 这就是一个难点。那么第二个就是 lay beyond. Lay 我们知道， lay beyond 就不知道了，对不对？OK， 类是位于什么， Beyond 是在另一头，在位于另一头的 Rocky Mountain， 那洛基山脉那是什么样子的。同时还有一个听力难点就是 Mountain， 我们知道刚刚有讲过 NT 组合那个 T 可以去掉，所以很多老外有可能把这个单词说成 Mountains， Mountains， 所以你 Mountain， Mountain 能听懂， Mountains 听不懂，那也是一个听力的障碍。所以这句话变成 He 用降调来读，而且不被强调的这些单词长元音经常会说成短元音，变成 he wanted to know what lay beyond the Rocky Mountains. He wanted to know what lay beyond the Rocky Mountains. Kit was always calm in time of danger. 那我们来看一下，第一个你要能听懂叫做第一个 calm， 立刻捕捉出来叫冷静平静。In times of 在什么时期 ？Danger 在危险的时候。所以在危险的时候他总是表现的比较的冷静。Kit was always, 这边有一个零，相对应该比较简单能听懂。Was always calm in times of, 所以这个词组 in times of danger. He was strong and brave, 比较强壮而且很勇敢。记住 he was 用降调读 He was strong and brave. Most of the Indians liked him, respect him for his honesty. 那这边有个听力的难点。那么 most of the Indians, 大部分的一些印第安人，那这个相对比较简单一点 ,right? 关键是什么 ?like 跟 in, 有一个零叫 liked him, 用 d 跟 in 形成零叫 liked him, respected,这个单词叫 respected, 再跟 him 有一个击穿，也就是 H 音不发音，就变成 respect them, respected them, respected them, respected them, 所以听起来就有很大的听力难点，他很喜欢而且很尊敬他 for his honesty, 那么 for 跟 his 也有一个击穿， for 说成 F 加个儿化音叫做 for, his 被击穿变成 for his, for his,First, alright? 那用字母的 R 跟 E 形成连音。Honesty 指的是诚实，因为诚实他们很喜欢而且很尊敬他。那这句话就变成 Most of the Indians liked and respected them for his honesty. For many years, Kurt lived in the West. 这很简单 ,living. 生活在西部。He taught other white men, 其他的一些白人们 many things. Probably the most important thing.第一个单词 probably, 第二个 b 可以不发音，在美式发音叫 probably。第二个是 important, t 也可以，第一个 t 不发音叫 important, 你要能听懂。He taught them was how to get along with the Indians. How to, 轻轻的点一下 how to get along, 与什么进行相处，与印第安人进行相处。我们把这段重新来听一遍。Long ago, when the western part of the United States was still a wilderness,A young boy called Kit, not yet 20 years old, went from his home in the east to learn about a new country. He wanted to know what lay beyond the Rocky Mountains. Kit was always calm in times of danger. He was strong and brave. Most of the Indians liked and respected him for his honesty. For many years, Kit lived in the west. He taught other white men many things.Probably the most important thing he taught them was how to get along with the Indians. OK, 这是我们今天所分享的内容。当然想跟 Monster 学到更多在线免费食堂直播课程，完完全全免费赠送给你。食堂课程十个主题，包括发音、连留音、语音语调、词汇交流、听力、电影模仿技巧，十套非常详细的英文的学习方法，可以轻松的让你把英语说出来，说流利。看电影不用看字幕，想得到这免费的在线食堂直播课程，请立刻加 Monster 的个人工作 QQ。个人 QQ 10489403271 10489403271当你加这个个人 QQ 会自动的推送一个 QQ 群号码给你，你加立刻会收到一个 QQ 群，加入群就可以免费学习，同时在群里面每一天都有老师给你免费一对一的纠音。 I'll see you next time.